Oh, how not to be pre-sorted by the future. The AI prediction was not doom, it was selection. This is the practical map for becoming harder to manage, harder to confuse, and harder to enclose. The previous answer was not doom. That is the first thing to understand. Doom is too simple. Doom is emotionally convenient. Doom says the world ends. Therefore, nobody has to build a serious life inside uncertainty. The answer was more uncomfortable. The future is selection. Not everyone enters the same future. High agency people enter one world. Low agency people enter another. The high agency world becomes weirdly powerful. Small teams, automated companies, private intelligence, AI augmented research, remote capital, better health, better tools, selective geography, faster iteration. The low agency world becomes smoother, more managed, more entertained, more monitored, more emotionally manipulated, and more dependent. The tragedy is that both groups may use the same apps. One uses the tool to build leverage. The other uses the tool to avoid thinking. Same interface, different species of outcome. This article is about avoiding the second future, not by becoming paranoid. Paranoia without competence is just premium anxiety. The goal is operational soporania. Harder to manage, harder to confuse, harder to enclose. The main divide. The future does not divide people into employed and unemployed. That is the newspaper version. The deeper divide is those whose agency compounds and those whose dependency compounds. Agency compounds when you use tools to reduce dependency. Dependency compounds when you use tools to outsource perception, action, and judgment. AI can do either. A model can become your strategist, analyst, builder, teacher, simulator, editor, coder, accountant, researcher, and second nervous system. Or it can become your permission slip for never forming a thought again. The machine does not decide. Your operating mode decides. That is the rude part. Managed reality feels comfortable. The trap will not feel like a trap. That is why it works. The feed is personalized. The assistant is charming. The payments are instant. The subscription renews. The recommendation is convenient. The route is optimized. The food arrives. The outrage is fresh. The entertainment is infinite. The identity system is secure. The bank is protecting you. The platform is keeping everyone safe. The government is responding to an emergency. The interface improves. The dependency deepens. This is not a boot stamping on a face. This is a soft chair that slowly becomes a cage. A luxury cage is still a cage. The fact that it has dark mode does not make it sovereignty. The sovereignty stack. To avoid being pre-sorted into managed reality, you need a stack. Not vibes. Not be more independent. A stack. A stack is a layered system that continues working when one layer is attacked, degraded, censored, overpriced, captured, automated away, or made stupid by committee. The minimum stack has 7 layers. 1. Perception. 2. AI leverage. 3. Distribution. 4. Capital. 5. Geography. 6. Trusted network. 7. Body and attention. If any one of these is completely outsourced, you are exposed. If all 7 are outsourced, congratulations, you are a subscription product with organs. Let us be practical. Layer 1, perception. Perception is the first territory. Before money, before politics, before technology. If someone owns your perception, they do not need to defeat you. They can rout you. The perception stack has 3 jobs. First, detect anomalies. Second, avoid worshiping anomalies. Third, build models that predict the next anomaly. That means your information system cannot be one feed, one ideology, one platform, one tribe, one emotional weather pattern. You need hostile sources. You need technical sources. You need primary documents when possible. You need people who disagree with you without being idiots. Rare species, protect them. You need the discipline to say the official story is incomplete and the forbidden story is also probably contaminated. That sentence alone puts you above 90% of online discourse, which is tragic, hilarious, and bad for the species. Practical move. Build a weekly intelligence loop, not doom scrolling. A loop. What changed? What anomaly appeared? What explanation is being pushed hardest? What explanation is being suppressed hardest? What model predicts both the public behavior and the private incentives? What decision changes if the model is true? If nothing changes in your decisions, You are not doing intelligence. You are consuming spicy weather. Layer 2, AI leverage. Using AI to write nicer emails is not leverage. It is hygiene. Useful, yes, but not strategic. Strategic AI use reduces dependency. It replaces bottlenecks. It compresses cycles. It gives you more attempts per week and makes you capable of operating at a scale that would previously require staff, meetings, budgets, and 27 adults pretending not to hate the project management tool. Your AI stack should include a research loop, a writing loop, a coding or automation loop, a deck-to-session simulation loop, a private knowledge base, reusable prompts or agents, and a way to preserve operational memory. The last one matters. Most people use AI like a clever intern with amnesia. Every session begins from zero. That is stupid. The goal is not to chat. The goal is to build an external nervous system that gets better over time. Practical move. Turn repeated work into workflows. Every recurring task should be inspected. Can it be templated? Can it be automated? Can it be delegated to an AI agent with human approval? Can the output be stored as memory? Can it be connected to a business process? If not, fine. But ask. The future punishes people who repeat manually what should have become infrastructure. Layer 3. Distribution. Distribution is how you reach reality. If you build but cannot reach customers, readers, partners, investors, allies, or operators, you are not sovereign. You are a talented ghost. The old mistake was trusting platforms. The new mistake is rejecting platforms completely. Both are dumb. Use platforms. Do not live inside them naked. A strong distribution stack has owned domain, owned email list, searchable public archive, direct customer contact database, multiple social channels, at least one community or private channel, and content that compounds instead of evaporates. A post that disappears in a feed is a flare. A searchable article is infrastructure. A mailing list is a private road. A customer database is oxygen. A platform account is rented visibility. Rented visibility is fine. Rented existence is not. Practical move. Every platform output should route back to owned infrastructure. If the platform dies, bans, throttles, charges, or lobotomizes itself, your system should hurt but not die. Pain is acceptable. Extinction is poor architecture. Layer 4, capital. Capital is stored optionality, not morality, not identity, optionality. People who hate money usually become controlled by people who understand it. Very spiritual, very predictable. In the managed future, capital matters because it buys time, relocation, legal help, LIGA, tools, compute, health, privacy, education, and the ability to say no. The ability to say no is the real asset. A person living paycheck to paycheck inside one employer, one platform, one country, one bank, and one narrative environment is not free in any operational sense. He may have rights, he does not have room. Practical move, build a personal and business runway. Not to become a bunker gremlin, to reduce panic. Panic makes people programmable. Runway makes people harder to route. You want cash buffers, diversified revenue, low fixed stupidity, and assets or skills that can travel. Also, know your payment dependencies. If one processor, one bank, one platform, or one jurisdiction can freeze your entire economic life, you do not have a business. You have a decorated hostage situation. Layer 5, geography. Place matters again, not in the old way. The future is not simply move to the richest city. Some rich cities are becoming luxury failure machines, expensive, congested, politically theatrical, infrastructure fragile, climate exposed, and socially insane in ways only advanced societies can afford. The better question is, where can serious people still build when the brochure stops working? The useful geography has stable electricity, usable water, tolerable climate trajectory, competent local services, legal predictability, technical talent, reasonable density, physical safety, transport links, and a culture that has not fully outsourced reality to ideology. This is why some boring places become interesting. Central Europe looks better than the lifestyle magazines understand. Prague is not perfect, obviously. If bureaucracy were an Olympic sport, the region would medal aggressively, but Prague and the broader Prague, Brno, Vienna, Bratislava, Warsaw corridor have useful ingredients, technical talent, industrial memory, relative climate moderation, EU legal structure, strong connectivity, cultural depth, and a healthy distrust of grand ideological theater. That last part matters. Skepticism is infrastructure, too. The future advanced spots are not only cities. They are corridors, networks, and pockets where energy, talent, governance, and sanity overlap. Practical move. Map your geography in three layers. Where you live now. Where you can operate from. Where you can move if the local operating environment degrades. This is not panic. It is logistics. Adults used to understand this before convenience made everyone geographically sentimental. The 2030 to 2040 node map. The future map is not countries. It is nodes, corridors, clusters, places where serious people can still coordinate, build, defend optionality, access energy, and avoid being crushed by either chaos or managerial suffocation. Central Europe, the underpriced belt, is Prague, Brno, Vienna, Bratislava, Warsaw, Retrieve, Krakow, Ljubljana, Munich, and Zurich adjacent networks. Not all equal, not all easy, but the corridor has depth. Technical talent, industrial memory, inland geography, cultural seriousness, and enough skepticism to prevent total spiritual capture by either Brussels bureaucracy or Silicon Valley religion. Prague is especially useful because it is not the richest, not the most obedient, and not the most exposed. That is a strange combination. Strange is useful. Nordic-Baltic Arc. Helsinki, Tallinn, Stockholm, Oslo, Copenhagen, Riga, and Vilnius remain serious. Digital competence is high. Climate position is better than many southern and coastal regions. Institutions still mostly function. Energy seriousness is real. The weakness is cost, social conformity, and in the Baltics, geopolitical exposure. Still, a strong board position. Not paradise. Paradise is for brochures and cults. Alpine adjacent zone, Switzerland, Austria, southern Germany, Slovenia, and selected northern Italian nodes remain powerful. Water, infrastructure, capital, engineering, and defensive geography matter. Zurich is obvious. Vienna is underrated. Munich is strong but expensive and domesticated. Ljubljana is small but interesting. The problem is access. Some of this world is built for people who already have capital, credentials, or patience for gatekeeping. Still, when systems get volatile, boring infrastructure becomes erotic. Great Lakes and inland North America. The glamour map says New York, San Francisco, Los Angeles, Miami. The operational map asks water, logistics, universities, industry, cost, inland position, and climate trajectory. That brings Chicago, Toronto, Detroit, Ann Arbor, Cleveland, Pittsburgh, Madison, Minneapolis, and nearby nodes back into view. Not clean bets. The United States produces genius and chaos in the same zip code. Canada produces order and managerial suffocation in the same meeting. But the region has depth, water, industry, universities, transport, room. This is not influencer geography. That is why it may matter. Japan and Korea remain high-capability civilizations, manufacturing depth, infrastructure, discipline, technology, and social order. The constraints are also real. Demographics, geopolitical exposure, pressure cooker social systems, and limited immigration flexibility. They may stay extremely advanced while becoming psychologically narrow. Good for capability, harder for open-ended renaissance. Singapore and UAE. Singapore and the UAE are command nodes. Capital, logistics, state-backed execution, elite coordination. They are useful, very useful. But a command node is not the same thing as a broad resilience refuge. Air-conditioned sovereignty still depends on water, energy, trade routes, imported labor, and geopolitical deals. Do not confuse a well-managed control tower with a self-sufficient civilization. Australia and New Zealand. Australia and New Zealand remain attractive in the old escape fantasy. Distance, English, space, natural beauty. But the future map is less romantic. Australia is not one climate object. Some areas remain excellent. Some face heat, fire, drought, flood, water stress, coastal pressure, and insurance stupidity. New Zealand has beauty, agriculture, remoteness, and bunker mythology. It also has scale limits, housing problems, infrastructure constraints, distance from markets, and seismic risk. Useful nodes, not automatic answers. The future punishes lazy geography. Layer 6, trusted network. A lone genius is a fragile animal. A high trust network is a force multiplier. The future favors small groups that can coordinate faster than institutions and more honestly than mobs. You want people who are competent, discreet, emotionally stable, technically useful, financially sane, physically reachable if needed, and capable of disagreeing without turning into a symbolic warfare goblin. This is not networking. Networking is usually status-flavored begging. This is building operational trust. A trusted network should help with information validation, deal flow, hiring, capital, security, sanct, health, relocation, tools, and moral calibration when your brain starts seeing dragons and every spreadsheet. Because yes, anomaly detection has a failure mode. If you stare into the machinery too long without grounded people around you, everything starts looking like a plot. Some things are plots. Many things are incompetence. Distinguishing them requires friends with working nervous systems. Practical move? Build a small council, 5 to 12 people. Not a chat full of memes, a real operational circle. Each person should bring a domain, AI, law, finance, security, health, media, energy, local politics, business operations, or technical build capacity. Meet regularly, exchange observations, make decisions, track predictions. This is how intelligence becomes action instead of entertainment. Layer 7, body and attention. The final layer is the least glamorous and therefore most abused. Your body is the hardware. Your attention is the operating system. A tired, inflamed, distracted, addicted, lonely, algorithmically whipped person cannot be sovereign. He can have correct opinions, cute. He is still easy to rout. The future control surface is psychological. Feeds, fear, outrage, porn, gambling mechanics, infinite novelty, synthetic intimacy, algorithmic comparison, micro status, and fake urgency. The point is not merely to persuade you. The point is to fragment your executive function. A person who cannot direct attention cannot direct life. Practical move. Defend attention like capital. Because it is capital. Daily non-negotiables. Sleep protected from late-night dopamine vandalism. Training or movement. Real food. Deep work blocks. Low-noise mornings. Limited feed exposure. And at least 1 hour where no machine gets to pull your leash. This is not wellness. Wellness is what HR departments call survival after they help design the injury. This is command and control. The 90-day anti-pre-sorting plan. Here is the simple version. 90 days. No spiritual fog machine. Days 1-15, audit dependencies. List every dependency that can seriously damage your life or business. Income source, bank, payment processor, platform, cloud provider, email provider, jurisdiction, key supplier, information source, health dependency, social dependency, housing dependency. Then mark each one, survivable, painful, existential. Anything existential gets a backup plan, not someday, now. Days 16 to 30, build the intelligence loop. Create a weekly intelligence document, sections, anomalies observed, official explanation, counter explanation, incentive map, likely next signals, decisions affected. Keep it boring. Boring records beat dramatic memory. Prediction tracking is how you separate insight from vibes. Days 31 to 45. Create the AI workbench. Stop using AI only in chat mode. Build reusable workflows for your highest value recurring tasks. Examples: article drafting, lead research, capital research warsmanery, competitor monitoring, proposal generation, product documentation, code review, meeting synthesis, business scenario simulation. The target is not AI use. The target is cycle compression. Can you do in 1 day what used to take 1 week? Can you test 10 versions instead of one? Can you remove a bottleneck entirely? That is leverage. Days 46 to 60, harden distribution. Create or improve owned infrastructure. Domain, newsletter, archive, contact database, backup channels, lead magnets, evergreen articles, private community or client channel. Your content should not live only in rented algorithmic weather. Use the weather. Do not become weather dependent. Days 61 to 75. Improve capital optionality. Reduce fixed stupidity. Find one new revenue stream, increase runway, map financial choke points, create backups for payments, invoicing, and cash access. For a business, this is not paranoia. It is continuity planning. For a person, this is not greed. It is oxygen. Days 76 to 90. Build the council. Identify 5 to 12 people worth thinking with. Not followers, not fans, operators. Run the first session around one question. What is becoming fragile faster than the public story admits? Then track predictions. A group that tracks predictions becomes sharper. A group that only shares opinions becomes a salon. Salons are nice. Operations win. What not to do? Do not become an anomaly addict. Seeing through one lie does not make you immune to the next one. Do not confuse cynicism with intelligence. Cynicism is often just laziness in a leather jacket. Do not try to opt out of all systems. That is usually fantasy, unless you enjoy carrying water and negotiating with goats. Use systems. Understand systems. Build exits. Do not become dependent on one model, one platform, one ideology, one country, one currency, one revenue source, or one identity. Single points of failure are where the future grabs you. Do not wait for consensus. Consensus is often the last stage of a truth becoming useless. By the time everyone agrees, the edge is gone. The new elite is not merely rich, it is operational. It understands enough AI to build leverage, enough law to avoid stupid exposure, enough capital to preserve optionality, enough media to shape distribution, enough security to reduce fragility, enough biology to keep the machine alive, enough geography to choose terrain, enough psychology to avoid becoming a possessed common section with legs. This elite may not look glamorous. Some of it will look like small teams in boring cities, running automated companies with private intelligence loops, cross-border optionality, and unusually calm nervous systems. The future often arrives dressed as boring competence. Very rude. Bad for cinema. Excellent for survival. The real exit. The exit is not leaving society. The exit is leaving default dependency. You still use banks, but not only one. You still use platforms, but not as your entire distribution layer. You still use AI, but not as a substitute for judgment. You still live somewhere, but you understand geography as strategy. You still consume information, but you run an intelligence loop instead of bathing in emotional sewage. You still trust people, but you build trust through action, not slogans. That is the adult path, not purity. Architecture, the final filter. The future is not coming. It is already filtering. Every day, people are being sorted by tiny decisions. Do they use AI to think better or to stop thinking? Do they build own distribution or beg the feed for oxygen? Do they track reality or rent perception from whatever outrage machine is cheapest? Do they build runway or remain programmable by panic? Do they choose geography or drift into inherited fragility? Do they build trusted networks or confuse audience with allies? Do they protect attention or let the machine farm their nervous system? That is the selection mechanism. Not one exam, not one collapse, not one revolution, 1,000 small defaults. The managed future will not reject most people. That would be too dramatic. It will pre-sort them, gently, conveniently, automatically. The alternative is not to become paranoid. The alternative is to become operational. Build the stack, track the anomalies, use the machine, own the rails where you can. Keep your body sharp, choose your geography, build the council, preserve the right to say no. The future is enclosure plus acceleration, renaissance for high agency networks, managed reality for everyone else. Pick accordingly.